I started writing a recap, and I got last time our party attended the titular feast of Ra. that's the recap. Our party attended the titular feast of Ravenmoor. There was a bunch of weird food there. During the party, another Krynta tried to lure one of you into the woods. Sylvus was fortunately smart enough, and you were all worried about faceless stalkers and other, you know, doppelgangers, and you did not follow. Then the Feast Queen happened, and Shell Lupescu won, and there was some weird reactions, like she was happy about it, but maybe her parents weren't, after which Eli found a note in his pocket that had been slipped there at some point. Really the only person, well, you're not certain, but you supposed it was probably Anya Lupescu. And the note said, Chenoweth's place, help us. You don't know where the Chenoweth's place is, but somebody needs help. Oh, I think it also said midnight.
And then she showed up early.
Yeah, you also had another dream. Very graphic, quite literally, of cultists worshipping in the stones, and like they sacrifice this guy, his blood goes pouring all over them. Definitely seems like people around here worship in some sort of cult, possibly mosquito related. And as you're resting around 10:30, 11 p.m., still a little high on Flayleaf Rune, stage three. You're doing all of this moderately blazed.
Delightful.
Anya Lupescu shows up, lures you outside, where suddenly behind you are two mosquito-faced cultists.
Neat.
Roll initiative, please, everybody.
I don't wanna, but okay. It's perception in Pathfinder, right?
It sure is. And if I was... If you were playing a system that had a Pathfinder 2 integration, you'd click a button and things would happen.
Alright, I've lost all the Watch Together links. I don't know where they went.
Here you go. I'm trying to think of what I want to play here.
Discord, stop. I'm trying to connect the conversation. Okay, here we go.
Eli Feathers Sylvus. I need to add Twiceborn to initiative. Okay, you roll, you add your stuff.
Oh, hey, I rolled
20. Okay. Bloodseeker animals they brought with them.
Sturges.
Did they have to rename them for Chewie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think technically we might have been renamed for Wunny. I'm not sure.
What did they used to be called?
Well, they used to be called Sturges.
Oh, but now they're...
Bloodseekers.
Okay.
Well,
guessing Wizards owns the trademark for Sturges?
Almost certainly. Yeah.
Almost guaranteed.
If they sang sad songs, they'd be dirges.
Oh my god.
They renamed quite a few things for Tui. Abolets, lizard folk, troglodytes, all sorts of creatures.
I just wonder, like a couple of them, like lizard folks and trogs, they still use the colloquial term of calling them like a lizard folk or a troglodyte, but they have like in universe actual names.
Well, It helps because whenever I see a Rooksy or whatever, I always go, what is that again? Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, right, exactly.
So, Eli, you realize that Anya is trying to distract you, perhaps, and hear crunching behind you, draw your sword cane and spin. And there's a moment of panic where you think these are some sort of mosquito-faced people, but even a second or two of panic, you realize, no, those are definitely wooden leather masks.
Awesome.
And the first thing they do is they sort of fling their leashes forward and release them to send the creatures flying at you.
Alright.
With a fly speed of 30 feet, they can both reach you. I'm going to beeline for you. And they're both going to make attack rolls at plus 8.
Cool.
Wow. 14 and 12.
They miss.
Okay.
AC is 20.
Yeah, having spun, you just kind of punch them away. And I'm going to make one follow-up attack roll. They get a second attack at 3. 22.
That don't take.
Okay, the good news is you actually don't take damage, but this one is attached to you.
Great.
I'm gonna put it just on your token.
That's fine.
Feather, you jumped out the window on the front, and your familiar has been directly following Eli.
He's wrapped around my neck. I have a snake boa.
Did you do that? I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
Yeah, yeah. My snake has been tucked around, like, his neck, kind of, like, hidden, so, like, Feather could, like, peer through if enough time passed and be like, okay, what the hell's going on? She didn't like the fact of how long it was taking and the fact that the voices went to the other side, so she just kind of followed in the house and then jumped out. Because she had the bad vibes.
Help.
Yep. Do we know if that's the actual lady there, or is that, like, a stalker?
No idea.
We don't know. No clue. I'm gonna guess she's an imposter. But I can't really tell you that, so...
Her first reaction to what's happening seems to be to just kind of stand there with her hands in her pockets. She doesn't flee. She doesn't scream for help.
Oh, that's sus as fuck.
Throw her at the airlock.
So for one action, you're going to step around the corner.
Second action, I am going to cast Burning Hands, which is a 15-foot cone.
That will just hit Anya Lupescu, and you're assuming she is an imposter and just attacking her.
Well, I was going to try and see if I could hit the little bug too, but like I don't want to hit Eli.
It's quite literally attached to him. I would say there's no way to hit one without hitting the other. It's possible Eli could dodge.
Yeah, I've got pretty decent reflex saves.
Oh, your snake's also around Eli? Like, that would also hit your familiar.
Oh, I need my snake to not. But yeah, okay. I can either hit her or I can move a little more so I can hit, like, try to hit, like, the other bug. But yeah, if she's just standing there and just, like, has her hands in her pockets, it's like, that's pretty sus, dude.
Keep in mind, combat's very fast.
Alright. I'm going to try to move, like, a little bit more and, like, try to see if both Eli and my snake is able to dodge this shit, because I want to get that thing off of him too.
There's no way to cast Burning Hands that will hit the thing on him, but not the familiar and the sturgeon is square.
I know. It's a reflex like saving throw, so I hope that they both make it type thing.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll be all right. It'll be fine. Fuck me up. It's cool.
Do you not have good reflex?
Plus 10. I'm good.
Okay.
If you get in melee, you could 15-foot cone all of them.
That's a good point. Okay, I think I will do that then.
As you go to cast your spell, Anya Lupescu is going to turn her... Wait. No, she does not have attack of opportunity. You're good.
Well, now I know definitely to attack this woman. Thank you.
Well.
All right, so I need reflex saving throws.
Righty. She rolls a reflex at plus 9.
What the fuck?
What? You just said yours is 10. It's not that.
Yeah, hard. But...
She still fails. I'm rolling garbage today.
Yeah, I'm spooky.
Good job, Eli. What's your DC, Mooney?
My spell DC is 19.
19. Familiars, their rolls are just level? Do you remember that right?
I think so. So, D20 plus level, which is D3.
Oh no, it's save modifiers are equal to yours.
Oh, okay. Then my reflex is...
So far this is going great. Eli saves, everyone else fails.
Plus 7.
Cool. Since Sneck is on me, can they just pass? Or
no, but
right. That would apply to the Bloodseeker too, right?
I guess it would. Yeah.
My rules for familiars are pretty simple. If you want to keep them out of danger, then don't get them involved. If you use them for scouting and put them on people, then they get put in danger.
All right. Did you already roll for this?
No. Roll your reflex save at your value.
Okay.
For the familiar.
No!
Okay. Well, roll your burning hands damage. Which isn't that high.
Yeah, it's 2d6. It doesn't seem to have, like, a plus anything, so it's just 2d6.
That's right. Okay. Eli, you will take 2 damage as you dodge it. Everybody else here takes 5. I think... Yeah, we don't got no fire resistance. If you're all tired, both these Sturges would be dead. So, as Feather walks up and channels in a W shape, a cone of burning flame washes over everybody. Eli just has time to duck. That doesn't catch your face. Just kind of singes your back. Mm-hmm. The Sturges that are on you look pretty badly hurt.
Okay.
And it is actually your turn, Eli, because that was a move and 2 actions.
Neat. All right, well, I have my sword drawn. I have to confess, I don't remember how many spell slots I have left. Apologies.
You cast a bless, I remember that.
I did. And a command.
And a command? Okay. Well, let's just say you've used 2 first levels then.
That's fine then, yeah. Which means I have 2 seconds left, 1 first. Cool. Shit. Okay, I just spaced out. I am so sorry. Divine Lance is 2 actions, yes?
It is 2 actions.
Okay, so I'll Divine Lance, the Sturge, this one?
That's right on you?
The one that's further off of me.
The one that's not on you.
Yes, the one that's not on me.
Make me a spell attack.
Yeah, that's it, plus 8.
However, you...
23.
Fatigued and stupefied. The stupefied, technically, you're in a slight weed haze, but
sure.
The 23 is that's a 22. Which means this Sturge, as it's trying to sort of flapping against you, trying to find purchase, its claws leave small, non-deadly scratches in your arms as you fire Divine Lance at it, and then it just falls out of the sky.
Sure. Alright, and then, I will... Can I rapier the last one that's on me?
The sword cane? Yeah, you can,
I can try.
It'd be at minus 5.
Wow, alright, so that'll be, plus 4. 19?
I think that you're still gonna hit.
8.
Roll me your damage.
6.
Well, Seeker's flat-footed while it's attached. Interesting. Okay. It, likewise, falls off of you, and both Sturges are dispatched by Father Eli in one round.
Right. Nice. I don't have any movement or anything, so I'm just gonna... I was up against this wall. Here, I think.
I think you were...
Was I here?
Here. I don't know why I had you in that square, but that's where I had you.
Right. Fine by me. Can I speak or no?
You can speak a little bit.
Sure. I will turn to Anya and just say, what is the meaning of this? That's my turn.
Oh, shoot. I could have had, phased familiar as my trigger, as a reaction for, my familiar.
Do you want to do that as a reaction for familiar taking damage?
Yeah, because it only happens when it takes damage.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so it's going to turn into, basically ethereal mist of itself.
Engage resistance, I think?
5 to all damage and is immune to precision damage.
So it doesn't take that 5 fire damage, you can heal it back up.
Yay!
So, Anya Lopescu is going to delay her turn. Silvus.
Cool. If I recall correctly, I had been following these guys out the back door. Right?
Yeah, so what happened with you two is you crept down the stairs and you saw two people sneaking through the house and you followed them to the back door.
Did they leave the door open?
I will say they didn't close it fully yet because they were trying to be stealthy and closing a door can be a bit loud.
Cool. In that case... there.
Okay. Are you trying to... If you're trying to sneak in any way, you'll have to move at half speed or take a penalty. Otherwise, by default, you're seen.
No, I think... Seems to know something's going on here.
There's...
And I mean, I would imagine that, as this is going on, I'd start hearing sounds of combat.
Yeah, no, there's... It's things suddenly got loud in the alley, and you hear a... a wave of flame is unleashed.
Okay. In that case, I will move to where I said I could, which I've now, of course, forgotten.
There. Yeah, that works. Works for me.
Yeah. Cool. And as I come around the corner and see these two guys and what's going on behind, I am going to cast Acid Splash at this one.
Okay, is that an attack roll?
Let me take a look here.
Or a reflex.
Spell attack.
Okay. Make a spell attack. I'm gonna say that the figure glances over their shoulder at you as you approach because you're not stealth, so no flat-footed.
Oof.
unfortunately, they seem to look over their shoulder. It's weird that the masks, you don't think would provide great peripheral vision, but it sees you or hears you, and just sort of acid flash flies over the shoulder.
Okay, and that should be all of my actions then. I guess just... Now, Silvus won't even say anything yet, because he doesn't fully know what's going
on. On the cultist's turns, they pause for a second and call out in common and a language that sounds like just anybody in the village. And they go, which one? The old man or the tieflin? Anya replies, get over here, you idiots. And they run up to you, Father Eli.
Ah, shit.
Sorry, what did they respond?
Anya seemed to say, get over here, and the cultists run over to Eli.
Okay. I thought so, but I had somebody talking to them.
Takes one move, and they can get there. And then... they are both going to swing their sickles at you, Rune.
Ah, really?
Okay. Yes. And with a high perception that you have as a cleric, they are gleaming. They're wet with something.
Ah, poison. Nice.
So, because one's flat-footed, I'll roll them one at a time.
Cool.
So the top one, 17.
Whoosh.
The other one has a flank, so it's going to be against... Oh.
Misses as well.
I can't hit anything.
Desna is with me. It's okay.
Indeed. we'll do one follow-up attack roll. At... are sickles agile? I think they're agile. They sound agile.
I don't actually know.
Stat block says dagger. Yeah, so I can't hit anything today. So Eli, there's a parry in there. You sort of shove one's arm aside and some pro self-defense techniques. And But also the other one just misses you twice. Looking a little drunk, if honest, or like, you know.
High.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right.
However, the person that delayed is now going to take their turn, and while you're distracted with them parrying, she is going to try to punch you in the back. She just reaches out her hand, tries to hit you.
Okay. Why? Don't like it.
This is against your flat-footed AC, which is 2 lower.
Yep.
27.
Yeah, that hits. What the fuck? Sure.
As she goes in for a punch, her hands and fingernails swiftly grow into claws that pierce you in the back.
They cool. They kind
of elongate, turn to reddish-purple, and pierce you.
I don't like it, man. This kind of uncool.
Slightly uncool. I have some bad news. This is a sneak attack.
This is about to hurt. She may drop me.
Ooh, I rolled well there.
Ugh!
19 points of piercing damage.
Ow! Ow! Fuck, ow. Sorry, there's a gnat. Sorry.
And for action 2, she grabs you.
Tight, sweet, awesome.
And for action 3 is, I think, just going to try to claw you again while you're grabbed.
Okay.
So One hand is kind of in you, and she's kind of like pulled you over, scorpion style. And then while you're struggling to like pull away, the other claw is just going to go in like somewhere near the neck.
Oh, great.
So is that plus 8 against flat-footed AC?
Sure. I have concerns.
I am slightly concerned too.
Roll 20.
14.
That does miss.
Okay. You are, like I said, you were initially distracted by the two cultists, and so she gets the first one in your back, but once you spin around, you're able to grab her wrist as she goes in for the other strike, and there's a tense moment, but she does not, you know, sever your jugular like she was maybe planning to.
Great. Cool. I'm in a bad place.
Yeah, a little bit. But Twiceborn, reinforcements are coming.
Okay. I'm also the furthest away from the fight. So we're going to spend 2 actions to use my focus spell. We're going to cast Evolution Surge to increase my Eidolon's movement speed. 50.
Neum.
That is Neum.
This is Neum, and we're going to... I was mentioning it earlier. Get to here.
Yeah, I'll even let you do one more.
Yeah.
Because you can cut some corners.
Yeah, well here. Okay. And then I have 1 action left personally, which gets me to like here.
Isn't moving your Eidolon
the tandem action? Right.
Oh, tandem
so, like,
action.
I cast the spell and then I tandem action and we both take a move.
Right, it's different from Grant Familiar's actions. Okay. And then you move. Okay, so you're just moving up, unfortunately, for your turn.
Yeah.
But your Eidolon is new.
I gotta feed the cat.
Okay. We'll give it the little flying symbol. It's quite literally a blur. Sturges are dead. Feather.
Help!
I'm working on it. Okay, let's see. 1, do you want to be healed?
Well, if I get hit again, yeah, I'll probably die, so...
Okay.
I'll be alive.
The game mechanic is sneak attack, but, you know, the flavor is... It's quite obvious that she is fighting... She's enjoying the flank she's getting from the cultist, too, so getting rid of her flank would probably...
Okay, so, first, I'm gonna use Magic Fang on this bitch.
Isn't...
Which is my peck attack.
let me just look up what that does. Magic Fang? Is that a spell? What is that?
Yeah, it's a spell.
Is it a focus spell?
Primal spell.
Oh, that's right. You're primal, not occult.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make sense that witches are...
Well, it depends on the witch flavor.
Oh, okay.
She's a wild witch, so she gets basically the druid spell list. So
it gives you bonus, right?
Magic Fang is a buff that gives your unarmed attack a +1.
Yeah, and I can use my beak.
you can't attack as part of the cast, but it's like a buff for a minute.
Yeah. Oh, it's a double action.
It's 2 actions to buff yourself, and then you'd have to spend your 3rd one to attack with the beak if you want.
Oh, I just noticed that it's like a 1, that it was like a double action. It's like, dang, I was going to do that. Attack. Yeah. Okay,
you're next to her.
What I was going to do is attack and then try to move to Eli and heal him.
Oh, yeah, no.
Alright, I will do Magic Fang next time.
You could still do that just without the Magic Fang, like a beak strike and then move and...
Yeah, I'm going to do a beak strike.
Make a just an unarmed attack roll. I believe your beak is agile, so not agile, finesse. Is it?
It is finesse, yes.
Okay, make your attack roll.
No.
I think it's higher than 5, but I think that that's going to miss regardless. I think it's going to be like a 11 or 12.
Okay.
But you have 2 actions left.
All right, I'm going to take 1 action, move to Eli, and then I'm going to try to cast heal.
I might make him a recommendation is you can heal from range to get more healing because the 2 action heal does more. Mm.
Okay, I'll do that then. 2 action healing.
First level heal?
Yep.
D8 plus 8. And meanwhile, it is actually Eli's turn as you receive 12 points of healing.
Ah, nice. Bit better. Okay, wow, this blows. Neat. Well, if I move, she gets an AOO, yeah?
Technically cannot move. She does not have AOOs, but you cannot move because you're currently grabbed.
Oh, and good. Cool. Hold on, let me look up something real quick.
Grab does not prevent you from doing, I think, anything else. You attempt a manipulate action, you have to roll a flat check.
Okay.
So that includes somatic components. But attacks are not. Attacks are fine.
Attacks are fine. But spellcasting isn't, yeah.
Unless it's only verbal.
I don't think I have anything that's only verbal. Yeah, it's all verbal somatic. Can I try and break free of her?
You can, and by the way, the chance to lose the spell is only 20%. You can still... Like, basically, it's just harder to cast with a grappled, not impossible.
Yeah, what do I need to roll to get free?
Is that acro? It would be escape, which is acro, or your unarmed attack roll.
I'll take acro. This is me trying to shake loose. Is this 1 action, or how many is this in Pathfinder?
It's 1 action to try and escape.
17.
Acrobatics or athletics. Is it 17?
Yeah.
She is ferociously strong.
Okay, neat.
Clings onto you. You're like, what?
That leaves me with another 2 actions to fuck off with. Okay. That's a really dumb idea, but that'd be funny. No, I'm not gonna do that. Her claws are part of her, right?
It seems like her fingers have partially transformed into claws, yeah.
Okay. Alright. And I have 2 cultists behind me with sickles, yes?
Yes.
I have 2 second levels left. No, I am gonna do that. I will, kind of twist around to the cultist behind me and cast Charitable Urge on him.
Curious. First things first is I'm gonna roll a d20.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the spell succeeds.
Delightful. I will ask him to give me his hat. His mosquito head hat.
You're casting Charitable Urge.
I am.
Level 2 spell will save on the cultist.
Yep. Yeah.
I have too many stat blocks open.
On its 6th turn before it does anything else, the target must prevent the nearest creature with an item in its possession. The target chooses which item to give. If only the only item it has is one it's currently using to defend itself, such as a weapon during a combat encounter, it can choose to be stunned for 1 round instead of giving up the item. This might require the target to interact to retrieve an item or move to reach the nearest creature, and handing the item to the target always requires an interact action. Crit failure, except the duration is 4 pounds.
Describe your spell. Specifically describe the manner of your casting, because you are a follower of Desna, and these are all fake followers of Desna, so...
Yeah. Describe the spell. Okay, so it is verbal and somatic, and it says, I speak on the virtue of charity.
Just the religious interaction is interesting, and could he perhaps even give them a penalty to the will save if you play it right?
Hmm. Well, their whole thing is mosquitoes and diaphanous wings and... Oh, Anto, why are you asking me this with, like, a 50% capacity?
Sorry. Well, it doesn't have to be special.
No, Eli will turn to the cultist and say, you know, I can't believe this. I'm one of you. Have you not seen my pin? Have you not seen the way I have interacted with all of you? Take off that helmet of yours, sir. We need to talk man to man. This is just hand it over. We can talk this over. I follow the Dream Warden.
Dream Tender.
Dream Tender, sorry. No, Dream Warden, I think it's wow. I follow the Dream Tender as well. I do not understand the meaning of this, and I think that's about two actions, so there you go.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. I'm going to give him a penalty to the will save for a total of plus one.
Slasha.
That's a fail. So, charitable impulse.
Give me that hat!
It's almost a crit fail. Target must present with an item in his possession. Can choose to be stunned for one round instead of giving up the item. Okay. I'm just going to put a little heart symbol on this feller to indicate that he is charitable. And that is Eli's turn. Silvus.
Silvus is going to draw his sword game.
I would assume it was drawn. You were sneaking through a house and assailants were near.
Excellent. That changes how I'm going to approach this then. Alright, in that case, I will use Striking Spell and cast.
Just slide.
Slide to the left.
I'm going to cast Produce Flame on my weapon and use the slide casting to get there.
You pull out a lettuce and light it on fire. Produce Flame.
And then I will attack this guy to unleash both.
Okay.
So, Sword Cane attack.
Sword Cane attack. 19 hits the cultist comfortably.
Cool, and then it's a spell attack as well.
Yep, no multiple attack penalty, I believe.
Correct. I think it applies after both of them have gone off, too. But... 17.
That's also a hit.
Cool, so let's do the damage on the strike first.
4.
And then the produce flame is 2d4 plus my spellcasting ability modifier, so 2d4 plus 3.
Pretty good. The new Magus. Okay. As this cultist, this is the one that was highly, drunkenly swinging at Eli and missing. And you walk up behind him and just flaming sword to the back. doesn't die or fall over, but staggers in pain, is definitely bloodied.
Silvus just hisses at them. Drop your weapons.
Hey. You're not supposed to be here. And actually, it's their turn. That was your whole turn, right?
Yes, I think so. Because it's the cast plus the attack, essentially.
Right, two actions. The move is free and then an attack. This one's going to turn to you and try to slash you, just because you hit them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a plus 7. 19?
Miss.
Oof. These cultists are useless. How about a plus 3? Nope. I'm gonna say, in their current state, just keeps wailing on you. Not a lot of strategy. Oh, that should be a 16.
Miss still.
This is a peasant with a sickle versus a highly trained fighter.
Yeah, Sylvus is just like contemptuously parrying the attacks away.
Yep. You know what? A, so that rune doesn't die, but B, because it makes sense, as this red tiefling sneaks up behind them, and this one sees his friend being overrun, is also going to turn and attack Sylvus. We'll say this one's slightly more aware, and we'll step in for a flank first.
But the charitable urge.
Oh, I'm sorry. What am I doing? None of that happens.
What?
This is the one that was charitable. And goes,
yeah, give me that hat.
Yes, of course. Yeah, here you go. And starts putting it on your head, thinking that like you would like to wear it. You're one
sure
of us.
I'd love to wear it.
You're one of the family now. And the person that takes off the is revealed once the mask comes off is Skinder Cardzi, the ferryman.
Aww.
Who ferried
damn
you
it
across.
Okay, well. It was old Mr. McGregor all along.
Well, this cultist was.
Give me that hat.
I'm going to say that's one action to remove it, one action to put it on you, and then spends the third action just kind of like...
Wait, what?
Well, the mechanic is they can be stunned for one round, so I'll flavor it. They put the hat on you. It does not obscure your vision in any meaningful way. It seems like there's some partially see-through patches for the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Skinder Cardzi just goes, how do you like it? You're one of the family now.
Ah, most excellent.
Thank you. Anya snaps. It's just... I can't remember how to do this accent now. It's a... Snap out of it. You fool. I told you to kill him, not give him your stuff. And he seems to, by the end of his turn, finally snap out of it. You're like, what? He tricked me. But that's the cultist's turn. Anya is going to start her turn. No, she still has you grabbed.
Yeah.
She's going to try to drag you away. We're going full horror movie here.
Oh, alright. Can I resist that or nah?
So it's going to be athletics against your athletics DC, which is basically like your passive athletics check.
It's plus one.
Yeah, unfortunately. Strength.
Six!
Well, the good news is actually for you, you don't roll. It's your passive, so it's like 11.
Alright, cool.
The bad news is I'm rolling with a plus 12 against an 11.
I am dragged.
I'm no mathematician, but unless this is a natural one. Yeah.
Yoink.
I'm going to say half speed because you're resisting. Although, I'm going to say because she crit succeeded, it's full speed. Like, she's just overpowering you to the point where you're not offering much resistance. And she just starts dragging you away, seemingly down the path. Pretty impressive speed. So for two actions, she will move, and for the third action, she'll maintain her grab because she has to do that or you're break free. But she does get you. What is her speed? 25. So she gets you 50 feet, like 25 feet away from here, and then another 25 feet off the edge of the map.
Oh shit! All right, I'm getting yoinked.
Hang on. I'm just adding more grid to the map. Twice more, it's your turn.
Okay, so action one, we're gonna tandem. So I'm gonna move to like here. Around the corner. Action two, like other part of the tandem. 50. It's fine. We're gonna go like this. So we see Eli getting dragged away, and we're like, oh no.
Yeah. No, this has become a horror movie, and Eli is the damsel in distress.
Mm-hmm.
So... I am the best damsel. Oh, help, my friends! I'm being dragged away!
Action 2, move to here.
Holy shit. Zoomy cat.
Zoomy cat.
It's like Neon Cat, but it leaves a ghostly, like, black and white blur behind it.
Yeah. Now what?
And what are you, anyway?
I think that's a cat.
Meow. I don't have a lot of ways to, like... Oh, I know. I see what I would do. Okay, so it wouldn't be moved to there. It'd be moved to, like... Oh, I don't know. Like... No, my bonus is only plus 3, so, like, if I try to assist Eli, I still need to beat a 22.
No one in the party has good athletics. We discovered this during the pig wrestling.
Yeah. Which means we're just going to... What's action 2? So action 3, just... Well, attack her, I guess.
Okay. She is little bit wounded from burning hands already.
Does this count as a flank? Because Eli's still there?
Yeah. Well, Eli's resisting, so he would be a threat. That is a miss. Bats aside the arm of you, kind of parrying with her arm. And
yeah, it's...
You yourself got one action, right? Because you did a tandem?
Yeah, my tandem was to move around the corner.
Oh, you moved? Okay.
Yeah, so tandem was we both moved. Action 2 was finish moving up after her, and then action 3 attack.
Feather.
Okay, I know exactly what I'm going to do.
That's what I like to hear. Move into range for something.
I'm going to do Tanglefoot. She ain't going nowhere.
Okay. That's your hex, isn't it? Or is it cantrip? Okay.
Cantrip. So I need to make a spell roll. I think. Yeah, I have to make like a spell roll.
Spell attack. Yep, go for it. This whole thing is going to turn out to be a PSA about the dangers of drugs. don't get high or creatures will show up and drag you off. Make your spell attack plus 9. Oh, that actually hits. Hits Anya Lupescu. Which means a 10-foot penalty to speed for one round. Yeah, the tango foot doesn't stop her, but it's kind of entangles her feet and she starts stumbling as she drags away. Eli. As you Spider-Man holding onto a vine.
Well, my athletics is garbage, but I'm going to try and break free again.
You can try to break free with acrobatics or an unarmed attack.
Plus 8. Unarmed is shit for me.
This is a very short session, so hero points may bail
23?
You out. Yes. You break free with your first action.
Woo!
You don't move, but you're not grabbed.
Okay.
Meanwhile, she is still entangled.
Thank you for whoever did that. I am going to back up. I'm going to use my second action to back up. Back up. 25 feet. I'm down here. Cool. I'm going to run towards Feather.
What's Feather, yeah.
To about here. Bring Snick with me. Cool.
You can do one more if you want.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Actually, no, you know what? That's a better idea. I just realized that she probably has reach. That's 30 feet. Can I Divine Lance her or no?
You're out of. You have one action left only because you broke free. And
yeah, moved. Divine Lance is 2, right?
Yeah.
She.
You could have, like, attacked and then moved back.
No, I broke free with one action. That's a better idea, though. Yeah, I'm going to do that instead. Sorry.
You want to break free, attack, and then move.
Yar.
That's totally fine.
Yar.
I let people resequence their turns.
Better use of 17. Probably not.
Even with a flank, Shea is surprisingly nimble and also just, like, very good at fighting with her arms.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Nope. Alright, that's me.
Weird long clawed hands. Sylvis. Two cultists are, the second one starts spinning on you and seems intent. Clear, they're both about to attack you.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're fighting on two fronts here. This is ungood.
Sylvis's, sword is going to light up with more fire. I'm going to use slide casting to step here. And then I'm going to attack this guy with both Produce Flame and my Sword King.
Sick. Go for it. Oof, yeah, that's a hit. Not a crit.
And then D20.
The 14 will just miss.
I'll just roll the damage for the other one.
It's weird to think you empower your strike with a spell and then the spell misses, but the strike
hits. Yeah, a little
hits.
Strange.
But I guess...
But, this... I mean, you also get the benefits of, like, if you crit, then the next one goes up a success level.
Sure, the mechanically it works, but just flavor-wise it's hard to explain as a DM. 6 damage. So what we'll say is used Furtus Flame there?
Yeah.
So what we'll say is you light your sword on fire, and then you go for a strike, and the cultist parries it with a sickle, and the flame kind of like shoots off. But it's still, the sword kind of catches them in the shoulder, but the flame misses.
And then Sylvis will yell to the others, "You deal with her, I've got these."
Well, you're about to have these. We're going to play this intelligently. This cultist is going to... Because I want them to fucking hit. They haven't hit yet. this one's going to move around for a flank.
It's -2 to my AC.
Yeah, you're flat-footed.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, I'm going to need you to make me a fortitude save.
Yeah!
What'd you roll?
24.
Oh yeah, you're good. You take 1d4 plus 4, or no, is a sickle d6? I'm sorry, I'm using a stat block that has a dagger.
I don't actually know the stats on a sickle.
I'm looking it up. It is a d4, okay. Agilefinus trip. So you take 5 damage, and the wound begins to sting really uncomfortably, but besides that burning, nothing really serious happens. Injury poisons are discharged after one hit, right?
Yep.
Okay, I thought so. So there's a follow-up from that one. At an 18, which hits your flat footed, I believe, right?
Yes.
So that's another 7.
Okay.
And then the other cultist does... well, it's Skinder, you know by now. Does his attacks. 23.
That's a hit.
My cultists are doing stuff. Give me a fort save.
24.
Once again, it stings, and you're aware that there's probably something on those sickles, but you're good. I'm just going to roll the remaining 2 attacks and then total the damage.
Okay.
Okay, so the total from Skinder was 7. Finally, they seem to start working together and land some hits on you. But as they both hit you, the one behind you, whose face you haven't seen yet, just goes, "Feel the restful embrace of the dream tender." And then when you seemingly don't react to their poison blades, they're a little shaken.
Can I respond to that?
Yeah.
You'll get your own restful embrace soon.
Anya Lupescu is going to... She's entangled. She is going to... attempt to escape. Against your spell DC.
My spell DC is 19.
I rolled a 21.
Oh, nuts.
So for one action, she... Using, again, seemingly amazing strength, but also sharp claws, just kind of tears the vine that was gripping her, and then kicks it free of her feet. Her dress is kind of ripped on the, near her feet, near the ankles, and a little dirty.
Ow, what? Ow.
Glances back at you, Feather, and goes, "You're going to regret that, but not right now." And then takes off running.
Can I respond?
Yeah.
I'd say face me, but you don't have one, do you?
We shall see. And she moves 50 feet away. Runs off down the path. Actually, there's some moonlight, but like she's just outside the range of any light from the house. So she's starting to get a bit hard to see. Certainly the cat could chase her, but she seems intent on running.
Mm-hmm. Also, the cat has dark vision, but she does seem intent on running, and yeah. Well, that changes my plan a bit. Two would be cast a spell. Okay. So we're going to spend Oh, tandem has to be two single actions. Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Okay. So we're going to spend it's going to be two and two, because I'm going to cast a spell and then I'm going to move the Eidolon twice.
Okay.
So we're gonna move up to here.
Whew. Two moves?
Yeah, two moves.
Okay. And you do two actions?
Yeah. No, I'm gonna cancel. So there's a move. Oh, right. This is a hard class to play in, I'm sorry.
So the tandem has to specifically be do two single actions from each of you?
Right, yeah, so it's gonna be moved to here. And then I'm going to, which is going to be one, and then I'm going to cast telekinetic projectile at the injured one.
At the injured, at Skinder.
At Skinder. And I want to knock him out. Like, pick up like a rock and knock him on the side of the head.
Sure, yeah, no, I mean, we use non-lethal rules for dropping people.
Yeah.
Make me an attack roll. That's a hit. That's a crit.
That's a crit? Okay. So, I don't know how much damage. It's D6?
Telekinetics d6 plus your int, or your stat. So 2d6 plus double that.
2d6 plus 8.
Absolutely. It's a small rock, but it bonks him on the back of the head, and he starts bleeding. You don't think it's a serious, like a lethal wound, but he'll have a lump on the back of his head for a few days for sure.
Actually, I forgot. It's cantrip. It's another 2d6. But it doesn't matter.
Oh, God, yeah.
He got, like, one hit point left.
Yeah, but... 2 HP. Yeah, no, yeah.
Bonk.
He's out. I'm going to put an X on him, but he's not dead. Just put an X to remind us. Okay. You have a third action?
You continue. Technically, I have one action for me.
Yeah. Make it your me time.
Get my me time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm just gonna get close to the party.
Okay. Feather, she escapes your Tanglefoot, takes off running down the path, and Krynta seems to stop pursuit and turn around to help Silvus.
Okay, I'm going to move a bit, and then I'm going to electric arc the other cultist.
Totally. Move up to 25 feet, and I roll a reflex save. Their reflex is their highest. They're somewhat nimble. Let's see. I think I fail.
Yeah, seeing as how my spell DC is 19.
I wonder if your innate DC is different, because that's an innate spell for you. But I don't care enough right now.
Yeah, it's innate for... It's also my at will, because it's a racial thing.
What is your charisma?
My charisma is... Hold on.
It's fine. On the sheet is 4. Roll me 2d4 plus 4. This is merely a technicality. Perfect. So the other cultist takes 8 damage and kind of wobble. And that is your turn, Eli.
Yo.
She...
I saw that cultist down. This bitch ran.
She's like 35 feet from where she is, so...
Yeah, she's out of range of me.
She's not running any faster, by the way, than a human, so, like, hypothetically, you could chase her down. But...
I don't know that I want to. And the entire party turned around that way.
So she's running, she leaves easy tracks to follow.
Exactly. All right. I'm gonna move here and Divine Lance this motherfucker. Can I see him?
Was that the extent of your move? Did you move max range?
No, I did not.
If you get to like here, you could certainly Divine Lance.
Sure, I'll just step behind him.
Sure. I'll put you, put you guys like this.
Alright, cool. That's plus 8.
Spell attack.
Is it 17?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Divine Lance.
If we were playing the original first edition stat block is 11 AC.
Oh, okay.
I used the level 1 cultist creature instead.
4 plus 4, I think?
2d4.
Is Divine Lance d4s? I think almost all cantrips are d4s.
Almost all cantrips are d4s.
Yeah, 2d4 plus your wisdom.
Which is plus 4, I think.
Okay. Acid Splash is D6, but it doesn't heighten until 3rd level.
Today I learned. Where the fuck is my stat
on? The stat on the Google sheet is on page 4, on Feats and Proficiencies.
Which makes no sense, but okay. Yes, my wisdom is 4. Anyway, yeet. 11.
Ooh, that almost. That's a very impressive roll. That was a Divine Lance.
Yeah. Count a good energy.
Oh, is it good damage? Yeah, okay.
It is good damage.
No, these cultists are evil. So, it catches right in... It's because it's a good spell, we'll say it doesn't, like look lethal, it doesn't leave a hole or anything, but it just strikes them in the center of mass, and they seem incredibly pained.
Nice.
It's like,
does it do any more damage because it's good, or is it just...
No, but if they were good, they would take no damage.
Okay.
Whereas if they're evil, they take the full.
Nice.
Silvus, cultist in front of you, seems on their last legs.
Don't kill him, just... disable him. We need to ask him some questions.
Out of character, I can't remember what the non-lethal attack rules are.
In my game, just a 5e rule. When you drop someone, you choose.
Okay.
I think that is actually the perfect rule.
Okay. Silvus just looks him dead in the eye. I warned you. And then...
Ooh.
Oh no.
I'll hero point that.
Sure.
Why the hell not?
Game's ending pretty soon, yeah. Oh yeah. Crit. Can your crit deal at least 1 hit point?
Roll the second one for fun.
Yep. It's not deadly, but you still deal 10. square, like you go, you feint like a sword strike across the chest. Cultist goes to block, and then you just like bring the hilt into his jaw.
Exactly what I was thinking. You read my mind.
Yep. Glad we're on the same wavelength. And just falls over, entering some sort of stupor.
So this turns to the other. I told you to take care of it. Why did you let it run away?
Did you see? You didn't see what it did to me, did you? I'm not running after that.
There's
Silva's like looks down at you, and sees how beat up you are. Looks
yeah,
a little
no, I'm
taken
like
aback.
Torn to shit.
There's raking four, like a tiger attacked you or
yeah.
something.
No, yeah. He was fighting like on the other side of these guys, so he didn't really see it.
No, then, but
like a little, like significantly less certain of himself. There were three of you.
Silvus, we can run after it together. I wasn't going to chase after it myself. I was closest, I turned around to help you. It's just how I am.
It should have left a trail at this point.
Exactly.
With running, it won't be hard to find.
We should stash these two somewhere, then.
Exactly.
And kneels down, like, apparently having completely given up on that conversation to pull off the mask on the other one.
Okay.
For the record, just to show you, Anya, because you can see her in the moonlight fairly well until she gets like 100, you know, 200 feet away or something. She kind of ran like down the path and then kind of curved and then just disappeared into these cornfields.
Okay.
Okay.
We need to wake one of them up and ask them. We still have a meeting at midnight. We need to go keep that. Wherever the meeting place is.
Yeah, Silvus would unmask the other one and probably drink a healing potion.
You unmask the other one? It's the groundskeeper or the janitor, if I've seen Scooby-Doo enough times. No, but it's a cultist. It's a villager, I mean. Like, you probably saw them. You think you saw them at the festival, but you didn't catch their name?
Silvus pulls off his mask, stares at him for a second, and then turns to the others. Do any of you recognize this person?
Man.
I've got nothing.
Early 30s?
No.
You saw him at the festival? Probably a couple of you definitely like, yeah, I saw him. Don't have a name.
He was there, but I did not get a name.
That one's the ferryman, so that's interesting.
A very anticlimactic.
Yeah, not really. The whole town's against us. There's a thought. Wonder if we could dress up as them.
We only have two masks. There's four of us.
Well, exactly. If you two cultists take us as prisoners, I don't know. We should probably just make one.
Do you recall the scroll I gave you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Let's wake one of them up. See what they have to say about where this meeting place is, because I don't know. I don't have the slightest clue where it might be.
Well, this is going on, like, so this will take a step back and drink a minor healing potion.
Do I even have any of those?
Okay. Yeah, you can drink healing potions, so you can take 10 minutes to attempt medicine check per person.
Yeah, I'll try the medicine myself.
And you
if
drag-
we're going to spend 10 minutes, I will do the medicine first, then.
I'm going to say that my snake came back to me and is now kind of hidden safely with me now.
Sure. Back to the iridescent scarf of feathers.
Yep.
Eli, heal 2d8.
Nice.
What's the rough time right now?
It's about 11. The ambush was quite quick, and it was about 11 when this all started.
Alright, so I guess we heal ourselves up while we wait for these fuckers to wake up.
It only takes 10 minutes to attempt one, but then there's an hour cooldown.
Yeah, I'll, can I medicine the other one of them? Keep them both out, or?
Yeah, they're, I will say that, especially the one that was just knocked out, they can come to without a medicine check. Like, you just lay them down, splash some water.
Alright, I will keep the point of my sword cane at whoever wakes up first.
Where do you do this? Are you doing this outside? Are you heading into the house?
What do you guys think?
Wherever we decide to stash them. So, maybe our rooms?
Yeah.
Here. You can all control these tokens now. Feel free to drag them where you want them.
I'm still on the other map.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're on the...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
All right, let's just... I don't know if going back in the house is a good idea. Shit.
The mayor had all those piles of scrolls you chose not to loot.
Should we just say fuck it and take them all?
Yep. Jigs up, let's go.
Yep.
Okay. For now, I'm going to put Skender and... unnamed person over here, then.
Put him in the pantry. Lock the door.
Yeah, and Silvus would have tied them up with some rope.
Sure.
Okay, so we're gonna put the cultists in the pantry, steal the scrolls, talk to the cultists, and then go track her?
I'll write us a note.
So you
we
do...
We also have that meeting at 12.
Yeah, which is an hour away. Or 50 minutes away.
We still don't know where this place is.
Right, which is why we need to talk to folks.
Perhaps one of our new friends will tell us.
And Rune, tell us when you have to go, because it's pretty soon, right?
Yeah, I think so. Because the thing is at 3:40, but it's only like 10 minutes from my house, but I should probably actually... This seems like a good place to mosey for me, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say this is a good breaking point.
Yeah, I agree. Let's break here. I'm very glad. Thank you for showing up, especially Rune, who is sick. Like I said, I think an hour of playing is more fun than zero. Oh, good job leaving notes. Did you write that, Carrie?
I did.
Nope.
Oh, interesting. You spelled Anya with a J. It's very Swedish.
Yes.
Makes sense. It would be one of us, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah, perfect. We'll come back, hopefully next week. And then I'll tell you what all those other scrolls were and stuff, because you have done one encounter, and there's a lot more, and you're out of spell slots, so that was my DM hint to go get more spell slots.
So many scrolls.
Yeah, I got a bunch of scrolls, too, and all my spell
slots. A lot of those scrolls are, like, alarm.
I still have a couple first level, and I still have my second level spell slot.
I guess at this point, I will cast my Scroll of Mage Armor.
Okay, because for 4 hours?
Until next preparation.
Okay, then. I'm gonna put a little tower symbol on you to remind us of that.
I'm gonna put it on the Eidolon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, thanks so much, everybody. I enjoyed that. Happy Halloween. You did not get killed by Anya Lupescu. And her massive claws.
You have no idea how tempted I was to do, like, either set light or, like, vermin swarm if, like, everyone else was in the way at the same time.
None of you, attempted a seek action on her to look for a disguise or something like that.
Today I learned that you can do that.
It could have been. Well, it's like perception versus investigation, right?
Alright. I gotta go. I got like 20 minutes.
Thanks a ton, Rune.